Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer with Special Collections in the Thomason Room at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Our topic today is Major Eula Fales Bornemann. Major Eula Fales Bornemann was on the island of Corregidor when the Imperial Army overran it in 1942. Bornemann, who was born and raised in Huntsville, was one of 69 nurses taken as prisoner of war. Among those 69 were American and Filipino military and civilian nurses. Bornemann graduated from Sam Houston State Teachers College, but unlike most women of her time, she wanted a career teaching psychology. She taught 1 year before moving to Houston, where she enrolled in the Herman Hospital Nursing School. Later, after nursing at a small Huntsville hospital, Bornemann joined the Army in 1936. She was 28 years old. "I wanted to go overseas and do something different," she said of her reason for joining. While Bornemann was stationed in San Francisco, the United States became involved in World War II. Bornemann received her assignment, a base hospital on the island of Corregidor in the Philippines. At Corregidor, Bornemann was an anesthetist and was also put in charge of a 12-bed officer's wing. Bornemann, who in her younger days looked remarkably like movie star Betty Davis, said the officers and doctors used to call me Betty. While she was at the hospital, Bornemann met a pilot named John Lackey. They planned to marry, but after they were captured, he was killed when a Japanese ship carrying hundreds of POWs was torpedoed. As fighting became fierce and General Douglas MacArthur was ordered out of the Philippines, Bornemann and the other nurses were taken to Manila in May of 1942 and imprisoned at Santo Tomas, a university campus. Those prisoners were lucky. They were not in the death march of Americans and Filipinos across the island. On February 4, 1945, the prisoners were freed from Santo Tomas. Bornemann remembers being outside and hearing the shooting. She was flown back to San Francisco and was hospitalized. She had beriberi, a thiamine deficiency marked by inflammation or degenerative changes of the nerves, and tuberculosis. Bornemann was later flown to Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. Later, she met and married an Army chaplain, Colonel John Bornemann, who had also been a POW. In 1954, Bornemann retired because of a disability, no longer able to practice nursing. Late in life, she resided at Fair Park Nursing Home, where her walls were covered with photos and memorabilia documenting her years of military service, including her uniform, which was decorated with medals. Major Eula Fales Bornemann died on November 14, 1986, and was buried with military honors in the Houston National Cemetery in Houston, Texas. She was a member of the VFW, the American Legion, and the Disabled American Veterans. Information, photos, and memorabilia from her and many other U.S. veterans and POWs can be seen at the Hearts Veterans Museum of Texas in Huntsville, Texas.